Kemmer and Bridger Valley. Thanks for starting your day with the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.
Heard about you all over town, actually.
It is 8:36 this morning, live on SVI Radio, Swift 98, and the Spur. Guest interview for today is Director Angie Bruce. Monthly report from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director, good morning. Still dry in Cheyenne, I assume, just like everywhere else around the state, right?
Oh, good morning, Duke. Actually, yesterday and today, we're getting a nice, subtle, much-needed rain.
Oh.
So it feels like spring. But we are getting some moisture, which is wonderful to see.
Good deal. Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time as always, and a number of things to bring up today. First, we had the elk feed ground management plan that we talked about recently, and it sounds like the first of the public meetings have been held in Pinedale and Jackson with some more up and coming. Maybe just recap last week's first initial public meetings in Pinedale and Jackson and how those went and what the community feedback was.
Absolutely, Duke. We had a meeting in Pinedale, about 20-some folks there, and then on Saturday, close to 80. So good turnout. I was lucky to get to go to the Jackson one and hear firsthand the comments. As you know, this is an extremely complex management issue. Includes, you know, four federal agencies, the town of Jackson's, predators, change in weather patterns, lots of different ownership in these 21 feed grounds. But at the end of the day, the common thing that everyone who came to the meeting had was that we all wanted healthy, sustainable elk populations. And so that is our goal here. It's really thinking through today and the next 10 years of how we manage these feed grounds to do just that. And these specifically were two plans related to the Jackson herd and then the Pinedale herd and those specific feed grounds. In 2024, the commission approved a feed ground plan. This stems off of those with very specifics for these particular feed grounds. We don't manage one single feed ground exactly the same as another. So that's where this comes into play, adding those details. And really, it's to prepare us for any situation thrown at us. I mention those other federal partners and other agencies because of the fact that some of this is not within our control. We do everything to coordinate and partner with our federal agencies, but you know, we have to think worst case scenario, best case scenario, and develop an internal plan for our staff to use as they manage these feed grounds. That's really what the meetings were about, to get input on those draft plans and to hear from people. Got lots of great input, a lot of people concerned about CWD in the feed grounds and what the science says as far as that spreading and what's the likelihood. We also heard quite a bit about wanting to open up parts of the Grovant for predator hunting, specifically wolf hunting. And then we heard specifics from landowners regarding where the elk are today versus where they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago. That was extremely helpful as well. So lots of good input. The meetings were very effective, and we'll take that input and modify these playbooks or this guidebook for our staff to use.
Now, as you continue to look at each feed ground individually, like you mentioned, I assume that a meeting would be held at some point. I haven't seen one scheduled or at least announced yet in Alpine, but I assume that maybe down the road that would be taking place.
Absolutely. So we've drafted two of these, and they're based on the herd, so they include several feed grounds depending on that elk herd. But in the future, there'll be four more. So we're sort of checking them off as we go through. These two will be done first. We're learning lots by these two. So I figure that the next four will go a little smoother and a little easier after we get these under us.
Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Related to these elk feed grounds and the elk herds, we mentioned how dry of a winter it's been. Have you seen that impact the feed grounds at all? Are elk still using the feed grounds? Are they leaving it early? Have you seen anything like that this year? Has it been kind of the same?
No. With the dry conditions, we're obviously feeding a lot less because the forage is not covered up with snow. So that drastically changed our feeding protocol this year as far as how much we needed to feed. Now, what I'm really worried about, though, is this lack of moisture. And you guys have it over there, too. I saw quite a bit of snow in the mountains, but down below there wasn't. So I'm really worried about fire, wildfires, taking up more forage, but just the condition of that going into spring and summer, and then what that means for elk and other big game as we go into next winter. History tells us that is not good for their nutrition and their reproductive success, but we will see.
Director, switching gears and talking with the legislative session, of course, that's ongoing and starting to wrap up over the next few days. Any specific bills impacting the game and fish and outdoor enthusiasts across the Wyoming that you're keeping an eye on?
Absolutely. So it has been a rather light year for us, I will have to say. Usually we track 30 to 50 bills, and I think we only had about 13 this year. Being a budget session, that makes sense. But some of them do have some impacts to the department, our hunters, and so we're testifying on those. We're trying to get that message across of how they impact the department. As executive branch, we cannot say we're supportive or not supportive for a bill. That would be lobbying. That's not a role we are allowed to play, but we can inform, and so we've been very active this last month doing that. One of those licenses in particular that's heard a lot about is Senate File 25, landowner license limits in limited quota hunt areas. What this bill would do is it would give the ability to our Game and Fish Commission to set a cap on landowner license. So in those limited quota areas where sometimes we only issue a certain number, say 100 licenses, we've had incidents in the past where landowners have gotten every single one. We value landowners and what they bring to the table in providing habitat, but we also want our general public to have an opportunity to draw. This bill would give the commission a tool that they could look at that in the future. So very much interested in seeing that one is on its last reading in the House today. So it could be maybe signed later today or tomorrow even. Another one we're looking at, Senate File 26, Game and Fish Property Tax. It's on its last reading in the House today as well. This aligns us with other state agencies. So currently our hunters and angler dollars pay for taxes on our regional office and our headquarters office. And this bill would not have that happen into the future. So we would still pay on our wildlife areas, our houses, et cetera, but these public facilities would no longer be taxed, therefore saving the department just over $400,000 a year. So several bills we're looking at. Also, one that has already been signed and through is called Leashed Dogs for Tracking Black Bears. Senate File 27, exactly what it says is the ability to recover your harvest using a leashed dog. You already can do that with other big game, so this puts it right in line with the current statute with other species.
Excellent. Director Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish, Director, anything you'd like to bring up while we have you on the air today?
Yeah, just a couple notes. So Hunter Safety Course registration is now open. This is the time. I know it's spring and it's not fall, but this is the time to get your Hunter Safety Course if you haven't. There's a few varieties of types, but go online, encourage people to think ahead. If their kids are interested in hunting and getting them in the course as well, just want to put a plug in that for Hunter Safety Courses are now available.
Excellent. And of course, you can find all the details on those on the Wyoming Game and Fish website at wgfd.wyo.gov. Director, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Duke. Have a good day.
You as well. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.
Attention, parents.